What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. So going to keep the intro really short today. I would like to welcome you all to a new era of Ariana Grande. Welcome to Positions Era. I will, of course, be covering everything that you need to know. I have a very special guest today. It's Daniel. He's back. One of our favorite guests on the podcast. If you've been listening for a while, you know him. But we're going to talk about everything, so I'll get to him shortly. Just remember to subscribe, follow wherever you're listening, and follow on Twitter and Instagram at Ariana Podcast. And if you're listening today, screenshot, tag Ariana Podcast on Instagram. I'll repost you. So without further ado, I'm going to play Positions, and then we're going to get right into the conversation with Daniel. Okay, we're recording now. So there's only one person that I could talk to get this era started. And of course, Daniel is back.
Hello. It is me. You've had enough of me, but I'm back.
Welcome to the Positions Era, Daniel.
Here we are. What are we going to do? We're going to get into position.
Yes. So we're going to talk about everything today. And oh my God, this is the way that you just said that. It reminded me of Beyonce Formation.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, Ariana's formation. Okay, so we're gonna talk all about positions today. We're gonna talk about everything that we know so far, what we think of the new song. So first, Daniel, if you could walk us through how this new era was first announced and your kind of initial thoughts when Ariana first tweeted
about positions.
Yeah, or when she just said, I can't wait to give you my album this month.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I freaked out.
I know.
I was not expecting this. Like, I know that, you know, you'd seen, like, the rumors of her being in the studio, the different people, yeah, producers liking things and all that kind of stuff, which kind of, like, starts the rumor mill about what's going to go on. And I just was not expecting it to be this soon. I mean, I guess, you know, Sweetener came out, like, almost or over 2 years ago. And then we're about to be 2 years on Thank You Next. Or have we already hit 2 years on Thank You Next?
No, not yet.
No, it came out in
2019.
Yeah.
So this is her third year in a row. This will be her third year in a row with an album.
I mean, there has been a pretty big gap, but still, like, I was fine with her being, you know, chill. Like, there's other things going on that we need to pay attention to. And I kind of didn't really want her to release something right away because I'm like, we're still in a global pandemic. There's not going to be a tour anytime soon. Like, I mean, you have all the time in the world, but you know her, she just does not care and will do whatever she wants, which is fine. And which is why we left her. But anyway, I was just super, super excited, just totally caught off guard because she'd kind of been like dark on social, just posting, you know, being a good outstanding citizen, getting people registered to vote.
Yeah.
Headcount.org. Like, also, everyone make sure you register to vote and vote. And so I was just like, okay, this is what we're getting from her for the foreseeable future. Like, maybe we'll get something after the election. But no, she's like, here we go. I was like,
yeah.
Buckle
I
up.
Feel like, yeah, I feel like that is like a big surprise about the timing is that this is all happening before the election.
Yeah.
What were kind of your thoughts on that? Do you wish that she was waiting till after?
Or? I thought that she would wait till after so that she could continue the conversation focused on getting people to vote, registering to vote, like using her, you know, she's the most followed woman on Instagram.
Yeah.
Using that platform to do that. And she's still doing that. But I mean, now it's swipe up to buy Positions merch.
Yeah.
Mixed in. But like,
yeah, it's interesting. I mean,
it is interesting. The timing is interesting. And I don't know if that's because, like, you know, there's rumors about the new Adele album soon and like if she's trying to get that out before Adele, because as much as we stan Ariana Grande, Adele, I feel like, is more of a global, like, everyone loves Adele.
Yeah, all ages.
All ages will go number one instantly. Like, it's been, I think, 5 years since her last album.
Yeah.
I mean, her album just re-entered the top 10 after SNL. Like,
oh my gosh.
So,
powerful.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The timing is a little interesting to me. I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah, of course not.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. So some of the rumors that we knew before the first single drop, we knew there were rumors this would be an R&B era, maybe, or a very sex positive era. Before Positions dropped, we found out London on the track produced the song. He produced Summer Walker's album last year. So that definitely made me think that this is going to be really super sexual, super sexy song. So Positions came out Thursday night with a video by Dave Myers. Daniel and I are going to get into a little debate. I guess I'll go first. I really liked the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's very catchy. I like Ariana, I feel like, has different like voices almost. Like, she has different modes that she goes into with her voice. And this is very, very soft. But I liked it a lot, and it's just a jam. Really enjoyed it. The video is cute, but I know that Daniel was a little disappointed. So tell us your feelings.
Well, did you watch my reaction video?
I did watch your reaction video. So, okay, everyone needs to go to Instagram to @DanielHead, and you can watch his reaction video. Well, I can give them a breakdown of your reaction video. That you start, you're so excited. There's a little bit.
I'm so excited. Like, it's literally like, I don't know. It's the beginning of an era.
And yeah.
That is just like, it's so, 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 so exciting. Like, I don't know. I tweeted it too. Like, release nights and release days, there's just this like palpable energy.
Yeah.
That like stands feel and that you feel from other stands. And it's just like, it's such an exciting, it's like hard to focus on anything else.
Yeah, so true.
It's like, I'm trying to like, how am I supposed to like work and make these Instagram stories for work right now? And like, you know, what I'm saying? Like when, you know, she could tweet at any moment or start, you know, putting out imagery. So that's where I'm coming from, because let's think about the Thank You Next era, how that started with, it was with Thank You Next. That was a cultural shockwave. Like,
totally.
Rocked everyone's world. It, you know, it went number one, obviously. Like, okay, this is the Thank You Next era.
Yeah.
Now, No Tears Left to Cry was the beginning of Sweetener era. Right?
Also a really big, it wasn't as big as Thank You Next, but it was also a really big moment for her to return that way.
And I mean, so it was like, that's what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
The song is cute. It feels like in the vein of like Boyfriend or like these kind of like little songs that she'll just kind of like throw out there, like with you know, like kind of like Monopoly too. Like, it's just fun. It's like fun, it's cute. Like, I get the vibe of the video, I get where she was going, what she was going for. For me, I was just upset upon first listen because it just did not seem like an era defining single. And now maybe this is an era defining single. Maybe this is what the era is going to be like. And if that's the case, then I'm going to be a little bit upset, because I want huge bangers and big pop Ariana, and like, you know, hearing her like hit BB5, you know, like stuff like that. Like, and so if it's going to be all this mellow, low key position stuff, then we'll deal with it. I already bought merch. Like, let's go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be fine. And like, I don't want people to think that like, I only like her for like Into You or Break Free or whatever, because like, you know, Breathing is my favorite. I would say is my number one song, my favorite song from her. And like, I connect with her more on like, I don't know, all the like emotional, like, I don't know. I just like, feel with it. I feel connected to her through what she's saying, because it, I don't know. That's why anybody likes anyone, right? Like,
no, totally. Like,
the lyrics of the song are saying. So I'm definitely, I don't know. I really like the song. I listened to it on repeat all day, like when it came out, and I was like, I really do like the song, and I've had it on repeat, and it's the first song I listen to when I wake up. But it's, I don't know. I just wanted more from the kickoff of an era.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like it. I really like it. It's just, I wanted more.
No, I totally understand. And I definitely feel compared to the other singles, it's just very different because you think about the way you think about even Problem, which like maybe hasn't stood the test of time, but that was like her most successful song at the time. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Dangerous Woman, No Tears, and Thank You Next. She's had a really big run of lead singles, so I definitely see what you mean by that.
Right, but also then, also, like, after, was God is a Woman the second single that came out on Sweetener? And that was such a huge moment, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it was.
So we don't know what her second single is going to be, and there will be, I mean, I don't think we know what her second single is going to be. But there's, I'm sure there'll be another video. There's rumors that they've already shot a second video for something. So, and a Swiftie was talking to me about how the beginning of the Lover era was Me, which that song is just like, kind of like, take it for what it is. Like, and nobody really liked, I mean, you might like it, people might like it, but it wasn't, you're like, oh, what is this? And then, and then, you know, that you got like Cruel Summer out of that era, and it was just like a much better song. And like, and then you
get, it wasn't rep, the lead single wasn't representative
of the era.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So I'm hoping that's the case. I mean, we can kind of like look through the track list and like maybe make inference, what's the word, I don't know, like deduct,
make some predictions,
make some predictions. God, I'm just waking up still.
No, I understand.
But like, make some predictions about what's going to happen. Like, we have, do you want to go through the track list now?
Yeah, let's go through it.
Like, I just, with the week, I'm just going to skip to the Weeknd one. Like,
yeah, so he's going to be featured.
Yeah, and so like, this is his second feature, right?
Right, so, I'm excited for that.
Right, so.
I love Love Me Harder. So what do I do if I can't figure it out?
Yeah, someone said, it's going to be like, instead of Love Me Harder, it's going to be Fuck Me Harder. Because it's like,
you know, wait, what is it called? Off the Table is what the song is called.
Oh, bitch. I mean, you can, let's think about what that could mean. Like, if we're going to, if we're in her sex era, like,
right. I
mean, she's always had a little bit of this innuendo thread in a lot of her, like, come on, Side to Side. Like, what is that talking about? You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't really understand why people are like being like, oh, it's going to be her sex era. Like, I feel like she's always been singing about like, her having sex with these people, like, you know what I'm saying, like,
that's
so true. And being, and it being good sex, and her, I mean, good enough for her to sing about it, you know, like, write songs about it, which, you know, that's fine. Like, that's our experiences in, with being in relationships. Like, I probably would too, you know, if I was in a relationship. I tweeted the other day, I was like, if Dalton breaks her heart, like, then this whole album is gonna be, it's like Pete Davidson of an era, you know, like,
we since you brought up Pete Davidson, I have to share a crazy theory that I found on TikTok.
Oh, I think I saw this, but tell me, go ahead.
Okay, so the user is Nat Pru, NATPRU. So the first line of this song is Heaven Sent You to Me, and then she says, hoping I don't repeat history. And Heaven Sent You to Me, it's a very similar line to the Pete Davidson song line, Fell from the Sky into My Lap. Universe must have my back, fell from the sky into my lap, and I know you know that you my soulmate and love. And then when she's singing Hope I Don't Repeat History, there's a pause between Re and Pete. And so like hoping I don't repeat history, Pete Davidson. Is that the theory that you heard too?
No, no, no. I heard something different. But like, oh my God, that's a, I believe it.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah. She's cryptic like that. Mm-hmm. She's so cryptic like that.
But yeah, it definitely seems like Dalton, her current boyfriend, might be influencing this era a lot, or influence, like she's in love.
Yeah.
So
always in love, or it's a breakup. Like that's.
Yeah. That's life.
Yeah, it's literally life. the first track is Shut Up. So any predictions? So opening track. I mean, it's if it goes by tradition, then it'll be some slow Aries type of thing, like Moonlight or Raindrops or Intro or whatever. Like, and it should flow directly into the next one called 3435.
There's been a lot of discussion about 3435. I don't know why, but I guess
what have you heard?
People are just obsessed with it. Like, I just always hear, I think that was like a leaked, not the song was leaked, but the title was leaked. So a lot of people have been excited for that. And I think there's also
34 plus 35 equals 69.
Oh, I did not get that.
I just added it up. Okay.
Wow, I feel so dumb.
Wow.
Interesting. I'm just kidding.
No, like, oh, okay. So that's about sex.
Okay.
Motive.
Doja Cat. We knew that one was probably coming.
I'm like a little disappointed with the features on this.
Really?
I'm just like Doja Cat. I love Doja Cat, but like she's also on everything too. Like I think we could have been a little bit more creative with some features. Like, I was hoping for a Blackpink feature. Like, we were hoping for that to her feature with Ice Cream. But right. That's a whole nother podcast. Getting into that. But, yeah, so, like, I just wanted it to be, you know, what if she had, like...
I think a lot of people wanted, like, Tinashe or Chloe and Halle or something like that.
Chloe and Halle. Like, she should have done Chloe and Halle. Like, there should have been, I don't know. Could you imagine, like, what if she even had, like, Adele or Beyonce or, like, an Ariana Adele feature? Like, Gag Nation. But, you know, she might pop up on other people's albums.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so Motive featuring Doja Cat, Just Like Magic. Is the fourth one, then Off the Table with The Weeknd, probably talking about, you know, her having sex. Off the Table. 6:30.
So I heard a rumor about this one.
Okay.
Apparently, there's actually an unreleased Mac Miller song with the same title, also called 6:30. So some people are wondering if it has to do with Mac or if maybe it even uses part of that unreleased song.
Yeah, because if it did have Mac on it, wouldn't she put featuring Mac Miller?
Right.
Or maybe the family didn't want her to do that, but still wanted the song to come out. Maybe it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, or if it was just influenced by that song.
Right. But
that was a theory. Another theory I saw on TikTok.
Right. Safety Net featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
I really like Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah,
I also think it's interesting because Ty Dolla $ign has worked with Mac Miller on Cinderella, which is the one Mac Miller song about Ariana.
Okay, so that's kind of interesting. Look at that, full circle. Mm-hmm. I know that. The more you know. another song about her hair.
My hair. I've been hearing about that one for a while. Also, Nasty is the next one, which we've heard a snippet of.
Right, and I think, you know, maybe that will be the next single. I don't know, but who knows? West Side. Love Language. Don't know what I mean. It's all about love. Positions. I mean, you just see in some of these titles the innuendo, like Positions.
Yeah.
If you're gonna talk, like, it's a sex reference.
Yeah.
You know.
Even POV, which is the last song.
Yeah. Like, what's your?
It's like a porn reference.
Yeah. Like your point of view. I don't know. Like 69. Shut Up. Off the Table. Just Like Magic. Like. I don't know. Anyway, I'm excited. There's 14 tracks. That's a good chunk. Like, and we've only heard Positions. There's three features. We'll see.
I'm excited.
I can't believe it's coming out on Friday.
I know. It's insane.
Like, it's just boom, boom, pow. I kind of wish she would have done, and my friend Kelly was telling me this. She was saying she did it. She should have just done what Taylor did and just released all of it at once. Just like single album, boom. And, you know, it didn't have to be a surprise, but like Ariana could have tweeted that, can't wait to give you my album this month. And then like 3 days later, here it is, you know,
right,
and
right.
just did it all in one. I don't know what the logic was in releasing a single first and then an album, because it's all, you know, no one's on the same album rollout ever. Like everyone is doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
And so it has something to do with other people's releases probably. And that they're writing another number one. Like, I honestly don't think Positions will go number one, to be honest.
I don't think it will either. There's actually rumors. Apparently, there's a bunch of rumors right now that projected to be number one is a Luke Combs song, a country song.
Yeah.
It's projected to be like the first country song to hit number one in like a long time.
Like,
so that's kind of crazy that she's going to be beat by that.
Yeah. But it's not like a mainstream, like, radio song, and still for some reason radio still counts a lot for that, and it's just I don't think it'll go number one. It'll be I want her album to go number one, but if Adele comes out with an album, then there's no way she's gonna take over Adele. As much as I love Ariana and whatever, they're just not comparable. And that's not bad. It's just they're just two different markets.
It's interesting
with how famous she is, even with how famous she is.
Yeah.
So
I also definitely think there's some Scooter Braun influence here, because there's Ariana is always saying like, I want to release music like a rapper, just like put stuff out, but she never ends up doing that. She still always ends up having a single and doing like a more traditional rollout. I do think a lot of that is because of Scooter just being very money focused.
Didn't he even say something about like how he was concerned about money because of without the touring or so. I don't know. I saw some. I'm just gonna get comfortable.
Yeah, good for you.
I saw something about that, and I'm just like, I just feel like I don't know. I don't want him to push her to put something out so that they can continue to make revenue. Like Ariana doesn't need to put anything out. Like it's not like she's pressed for cash. But I also know on the flip side, she loves this. So this is her.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like,
she said it's her favorite. She's tweet in one of her replies to fans. She said it's her favorite.
She did just say that it was her favorite, but I mean, isn't everything that's new your favorite? It's always going to be that way. Yeah. She said, I don't have a top three or anything. Everything goes hand in hand. This project is my favorite for many reasons, and I really can't wait for it to be yours. Thank you for your love and excitement. It means the world to me. White heart. That's cute. I'm excited. Like, I love seeing her happy.
Yeah, of course.
But Dalton better not fucking break her heart. Find him and burn all of his house to the ground. Yes. I won't. That's not a threat. I'm just kidding.
No, so true. I also think the sound, the soft R&B sound, is a little similar to the Justin Bieber Changes album.
Mm-hmm.
And also just this like pop star turn R&B is also, she's kind of following a similar Justin Bieber formula right now.
It's so, Braun formula.
Just what would it mean if Ariana is just like less of a pop artist? What would that mean to you?
I don't know. Like, I feel like she's arguably the biggest pop star in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if she's going to do what she wants to do, but I want her, she's still going to perform all of her hits and stuff like on tour and whenever tours happen again. But I guess I would just feel, I don't know. Maybe it's just an era thing.
Yeah.
I would be a little bit sad. Like, you know, you want a banger.
Yeah.
That's like also what's fun about pop music too.
Yeah.
Like if I want to listen to like this R&B kind of vein of music, like I can go listen to Victoria Monet.
Yeah.
It feels kind of like Victoria Monet, because like, honestly, I wonder if she is a writer or producer on the track. Or like influence it, because you know they're really good friends.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Ariana, it Ariana is what she is. So like whatever she puts out, that it becomes Ariana Grande music. So she has her pop, and we'll always have those to go back to if this whole album is a bunch of like sleepy soft hits. Which, I mean, that's again why I was upset when I first watched it. I was just like, this is it.
Like,
the video's only like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it's less than 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
Also, we didn't really talk about the video. Yeah. What were your thoughts on the video?
It's also like it came out right after the last debate, and it's all political themed. And I guess the message that I got from it was that a woman can hold all of these positions.
Right.
Whether it be president or cook or in the kitchen, or like she can be a housewife, she can be the president, she can run the world. Da, 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 da. Like, yeah.
I kind of saw it as like a, she can do both. Like she can work in politics and then she can come home and cook and like, be in the bedroom. Yeah.
All this stuff. So like, I get that. Maybe this is bad for me to say, but don't we already like have that message? Like, I feel like, is that message, I don't know, maybe it's a good reminder. I don't want to say is that message tired, because it's a good reminder that, you know, it would have worked better if we had a female presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would have, you know, landed a little bit better. The timing feels weird. Like, why are we putting out a political video less than 2 weeks away from the election? Like,
yeah,
I don't understand. It makes sense, but it doesn't. I don't know.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like, I don't, what was the thought process? What was the, like, I want to be on her creative team. Like, mm-hmm. what, like work with the twins and be like, okay, what, why are we doing political? I don't know. But the video was very well done. Like,
yeah,
I like
the editing.
The editing. Oh, I love the editing. How there's like those like snapshots of like pictures and mm-hmm. stuff, and like she looks gorgeous in it. All of the looks are stunning. I love the like 60s style like
mm-hmm.
hair. I like that her mom was in it and her friends, and like you got a glimpse too of Darian, one of her dancers, like in the cabinet. Like, I don't know, like it's cute. I liked it. I really liked it. I want to watch it again after this. But I don't know. What did you think about the video?
I liked it. I thought the fact that she was, I actually was spoiled on Twitter that it was going to be a female president vibe. Okay. And I was kind of like, wow, like that's kind of a big statement. And I wish that I wasn't spoiled, because that moment where they show the White House at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking. I thought the looks were all really cute.
Yeah.
She looks amazing in the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting she's working with Dave Myers again, because this is her fourth video with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd kind of like to see her work with other directors besides.
You could tell it felt like a video. It felt like her video, you know, like.
Yeah.
Dave Myers, didn't he do God as a Woman?
He did God as a Woman and No Tears Left to Cry and The Light is Coming.
Okay. Yeah. They all feel the same. They all feel like the Dave Myers video. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like it could, like, if you want to do sex, like, and you have a song called Positions, and like, what do you think the song is talking about too? Like, is
it's talking, a double entendre.
Yeah, it really is. It's, are you talking about, it kind of like, I'll be switching my positions for you. Does that mean like she's going to change something about herself for Dalton, or?
That's actually something I was thinking about as I was reading the lyrics, because she says, there's the bridge part where she's like, these are things I normally wouldn't do, but for you, I want to. And I was kind of wondering about that. And also even the line, know my love, infinite, nothing I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes me feel like, does she feel like she has to go above and beyond for this relationship?
Right.
Or she feels like, or like switching the positions for you, like does she feel like she has to be in a more submissive role for this relationship because she's normally always like the boss woman that she is?
Right. Yeah. I mean, she has a song called God is a Woman.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I like that. But also like when you're in love with somebody, that you end up doing, you know, love makes you do crazy things. So I don't know, because I still like her being in that dominant, I'm a bad bitch, you know?
Me too.
I mean, and then maybe that's kind of why like she did she paired it with this female empowerment. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be the president. I can still do all that. Like, okay, that makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Even if I need to be submissive or whatever, but like, boom, boom, pow. Like, I'm the leader of the free world too. So like, I can do it all. So like, I guess that's how I'll take it. Like, I can do it all and it all be amazing.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah. No, I like it. I like the, wow, I just explained it to myself.
Okay, we're running out of time. So do you have any closing thoughts before we go as we head into album release week?
Well, did you like the merch?
It's very simple. Mm-hmm. I like it. Nothing, I think because I like the song, like I said, but I don't love the song that I want to buy merch yet. So I kind of want to wait to see how, like, the album and if there's anything else.
I told myself I wasn't going to buy merch, but I ended up buying that long sleeve that says,
the long sleeve.
I want to see your mom on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Boy,
I'm trying to meet your mama.
Yeah. I was like, you know what?
It's really cute. That one was my favorite. And then she also has a white t-shirt that says, Heaven sent you to me.
And then does it have her on the back of it with like those earmuffs or whatever? Mm-hmm. She looks so pretty in that look. And I was like, also kind of surprised too. Like, that could have easily been like, you know, a brand deal, like a headphones or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah.
She didn't really have any corporate sponsors in this video.
Yeah. Not that I noticed.
That's good. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to, I hope the album isn't all the same note.
Yeah.
But if it is, then I will continue to aggressively stan. but yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just, it's all happening so soon. But I thought we'd be talking about this kind of stuff sometime next year.
I know, same.
But yeah. She can honestly do no wrong, but also I feel like it's okay to be a little bit critical of your fave.
And not always.
Just like blindly, you know, love everything that they always do.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I feel like I actually, if you listen to my episode, it's my Thank You Next album review. I was like, I think the album, I also kind of had a similar experience where I was so excited for the Thank You Next album that like the weekend it came out, it was just so disappointing because I had such high expectations, but it has grown on me so much.
Yeah.
And I also feel like I was younger when it came out. I was like 22, now I'm 24. Now that I've lived more of my 20s, I relate to that album so much more.
Yeah.
And so it's just Thank You Next, the album has really grown on me a lot.
Love, love.
But
I definitely
understand the disappointment you can have as a stan.
Yeah. But it's also too, like, if you're not going through a similar experience that you're going through, then it's hard to connect with certain of those songs, and that's
definitely
go back to the ones that you connect with more.
Yeah.
And so I currently am not in like a super like committed loving relationship,
right?
You know, like I don't have a boyfriend that I live with. I don't know, so like, will I connect with all these things? Like, and, you know, sometimes listening to songs that talk about that remind you of your previous relationships, and then you text your ex, and that's not something you talk to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it'll be interesting. I mean, usually she gives us a wide variety of, like, vibes and feels. Where she's sad or this, and, like, you know, I hope there's some songs on there that aren't just all about, like, fucking, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe something else is going on, like wonder if there'll be any political statements or you know, stuff like that. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. I mean it's happening next Friday, like right before Halloween, so will there be any spooky songs? Like, who knows?
I've been wondering about that too.
Who knows?
But it does feel like we talked about how the timing was a little weird, but I do feel like the world kind of needed this in a way, and you saw how excited everyone was for Ariana.
Yeah, no, everyone was more than excited, and it's, we're gonna get this album, and then the election is gonna happen, and then God willing, we get the person that we want.
Yeah,
Joe Biden, nobody else, everybody. You can edit that out if you don't want this to be political. But I And then maybe it's just like the kickoff to like this new happy world, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Of us like turning this boat around and like
getting, that's true.
And getting things back to, you know, normal. I don't think anything will ever be back to normal, but
yeah,
you know, maybe it's the kickoff to America's new era of being good.
I would love that.
Right?
That would be great.
So, who knows? I'm excited though. I'm excited. Yeah. I will be listening at midnight, track by track.
Same.
In order. Try not to spend hundreds of dollars on merch. I've so much Ariana merch. Just look. But also, you don't even get it for like 12 to 16 weeks or whatever. And so it's like you kind of miss the fun and hype of like wearing your position shirt when the song is still like at top of mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just received my last bit of Chromatica merch.
And oh, wow.
It came out in July.
Oh my gosh. So, wow. I'm so backed up right now.
Right. So backed up. And that other shirt that I ordered last night is like, you know, 12 weeks away. So that's like 3 months.
Oh my gosh. That's like you might get it in the new year.
Yeah. So I'll have it for January.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Dream positions.
Oh my God. That's insane.
But yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Daniel.
Thank you so much for having me again. I slacked you. I was like, I have things to say.
Yeah, definitely.
But and, yeah. So yeah. This is fun being here for the kickoff of the new era. I look forward to hearing album and hearing what you have to say about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. And everyone go to @DanielHead on Instagram to watch his positions reaction.
You guys really don't have to. It's embarrassing. I might take it. I also have my other reaction of the Rain on Me performance. Mm-hmm. That one got a lot of interaction because I was physically shaking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That one's a more fun one if you want to be, you know, feel happy at the end of it. But yeah. Anyway, well, it's good speaking with you.
Yeah, so good speaking with you too.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay. I want to thank Daniel again for calling in. So great to hear from him as we go into this new era. Let me know what you think of positions, what you're most excited about for the album. And we'll talk about it after all of our lives change and a new Ariana Grande album is out in the world. I will be right there with you talking about all of it. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Peace. Girl, you're too young.